if you're doing well.
What do you think went wrong, Sean? With 20-0 up, great start, but after that,
yeah, just fell apart. Missed too many one-on-ones. Had a great start, but just give a few penalties away and just make our one-on-ones. Made some poor defensive errors and put ourselves under pressure. So they were the best team. Wakefield, we was a bit out of juice and missing your one-on-ones. You can't do that. They're a big team. So I think we've gone into it a little bit lethargic, and then you try and manage their big bodies.
Mm. Do you think sometimes that played into their hands a bit, like our edges, like Worthy, people like that? They just looked bigger than at times.
Yeah, they're a big team. There's no doubt about that. But you know, we defended far better on Friday, but we couldn't back it up again on this day. So unfortunate.
Sean, was there an element, do you think, of Q on the rack when it was 20-0? Because you were terrific for that first quarter, weren't you?
Yeah, we had made some changes. Then, you know, our bench was pretty... A couple of inexperienced people come on and we had to change people around. But Wigan team should never be giving up a 20-0 lead, no matter what. So there's no excuses from us beaten by the better team. Disappointed. But my memory is good. I thought we did a great job on against St. Helens, but we couldn't back it up.
Yeah, I know you don't like these big scores, Harry. Is that a disappointing thing?
Oh yeah, it's like, yeah, cricket is no good. Disappointed the way we defended.
The last 3 or 4 weeks, you beat Swinton in the Cup, battled up with the Magic and then the Saints game. So even in defeat, or even when you weren't getting a win in the last two games, it was right to the edge. And then this one's just...
Yeah, but on the back of that, we shipped in some points in as well. Too many points for us, so we'll be having a defensive week this week. And but my memory is good. The effort of the players, I've got belief in them. They've got belief in themselves. We're just beaten by a better team today. There's a lot of experienced players, big physical men, and we showed a little bit of softness with our 1-on-1 D.
Yeah,
which is disappointing.
Is there a point, because it's been so long since you got a Super League win, is there a point where you worry nervousness might creep in?
No. Well, there's none from me. Yeah. There's not, absolutely none from me, and I'd be disappointed at anything from the players. They know what works for us, and you know, if we can get a settled team for a few weeks, we'll be okay. But saying that, our team against St. Helens was disrupted, but we come up with a great performance. But we just couldn't double it up. We couldn't do it again. And I knew it was a tough one. You know, we had one extra day on them as well.
Yeah.
You know, but I've seen the Huddersfield game, what they played, and it was like it wasn't the same at all.
You're a month on the way now. Sorry, month on the road now as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Good trip to Hull on Saturday, and we'll have a good week this week. We've got two sessions on the field, so it'll be full on this week. And you know, I'm hurting, and I'm sure Lee Radford's hurting, so you've got two teams pretty desperate.
I know you don't look at the league table. Is there a point when you will start doing that?
No, at the end of the day, that won't make the lads do better today or do anything different. We've gone out to win today, and we had a game plan. What would have won if we'd have stuck to it? We didn't stick to it long enough, and you know, I only look at the reason why we didn't stick at it long enough. Yeah. You know, and the simple reason why we didn't, you know, it's dead that simple. The players know, they're smart, so it won't change the how we do things.
How do you think James Worthington went, David?
Good. This one, we did a good job. You know, a couple of slight defensive errors we did, but took his strides really well.
When did you tell him he was playing?
Yesterday. Nervous. Yeah, very nervous. Yeah, he's a Wigan kid making his debut for his home at home, and so it's a big day for him, and to score on his first touch was fantastic. So I'm disappointed we couldn't get a win for him. Very disappointed.
A week after his 18th birthday as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at our 1-5, and it's normally... I don't know what that adds up to. But that was about 160 on league top today.
About 154.
Yeah. It's, 5 added up to. But all very talented players, so all worthy of that spot today. And we could have, again, I've said it before, if we'd have stuck to it, we could have won the game.
Is there anyone likely to be that the whole game? Burgess, Tompkins, maybe?
Joel.
Yeah.
he's a chance, and we'll have a look at Budgie. He's a chance for Budgie as well.
Yeah. A Forsyth, maybe?
Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
What was all that about?
I think that tells you Forsyth ain't playing. Oh, yeah. I think you're open to Mikey.
Yeah. Why?
You weren't asked to be on first. Do we get him on Thursday? Was he when he came? Well, no, it got off before he scored those tries, but yeah.